Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That was perfect. Very well done. Coming to you for the first time from the Orlando Improv on Sunday, January 5th at 4:20. It is... you guys had your couple of cold days. You had your cold spell for a couple days there, and I caught the end of that. And then now suddenly today, it's the weather's beautiful. And then they say it's going to get cold again tomorrow. So good work, Florida. Whenever I go to Florida, people are like, "Why are you going to Florida?" And I'm just like, "Because I love it. I love the weather. And the people that come to my shows are nice. I don't care about all those other people." Right? You guys are here, and it's going to be cool. Let me see your name tags. We got Super Guymy is back in the front row from yesterday. Holy crap. Rocket Dan. And Rocket Sam. Wow, that's like... That was the name of the Muskrats in that Muskrat song. No, Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Pool Hall Joeys. And that's the kangaroo holding a pool cue. Okay.
A fish called Rhonda. The Geordie year old virgin. I was Geordie years old when I lost it.
Davula, that's a good one. Instead of Frankenstein. And... yeah, oh, there's a light up, what's that dude's name? Fox, Guy Fox mask, and your name is Guy? Oh, all right, Fox you. Fox off. But that's cool, it lights up. Is it supposed to go on a face, or is it just a light up head? Oh, it's a mask that you put on some sort of outdoor flashlight? Industrial flashlight? You don't have to answer these questions. You still might get chosen. Oh, people are still holding them up. I'm sorry. arms are probably killing you. But thank you to everybody for bringing your beautiful signs. And sorry, I can't talk about more of them. But we got other stuff to do. Los Angeles, few notes for other parts of the country. In Los Angeles, I'll be back on Tuesday for another episode of Doug Loves Movies at UCB, which everyone can hear the next day if they want to. And next Saturday, I'm doing a special Doug Loves Movies taping at the Riot Fest in downtown Los Angeles at 4:20, of course, 1 week from today. From the Corrections Department, John Cusack wasn't in a movie called Poe. He played Poe in a movie called The Raven. I mean, it's totally the sort of thing that I would have called them on it if I caught it, but then when someone else catches it and tells me about it, I feel like I've failed you somehow. I mean, it's always like, it's, you know, it just depends on the person making the decision, but in that case, I knew what movie he was talking about, and also, it might as well have been called Poe. Doesn't he play detective, like solving a mystery or something in it? Like if Poe solved mysteries? I think that was the premise of the movie. John Cusack's done some weird shit lately. He was Nixon and Lee Daniels, the butler, and he was that weird prisoner in Lee Daniels, the Paperboy. I'm going to watch The Paperboy and Lee Daniels' The Butler within like a few days of each other, about a week from apart, and it's going to be an interesting transition because The Paperboy is fucking crazy. But The Butler looks crazy also, but in a way that people accept it. Like people are like, oh, that was cool crazy, not just crazy. Getting Doug with High returns with a new episode this Wednesday. I'm sorry that we had to take 2 weeks off because some people make a big deal out of December 25 and January 1 for some reason. Just days on a calendar to me, but it was hard for me to put on a show with no one. So we'll see you. People complain to me on Twitter. I'm like, what do you want me to do, man? So I'll see you at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time Wednesday, this Wednesday, at YouTube/Doug Benson. I won't see you. You can see me. And a special guest. If you're in San Francisco on February 8th, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Twilight, New Moon, at the Castro Theater. It's a terrible movie in a beautiful theater. sfsketchfest.com for info. Where is here tonight at Esco Richard?
Right here.
Right there. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, you did.
Esco Richard. So that's what parts of your name is that?
Esco is my last name.
Oh, Esco's your last name. You switched them around.
Yeah, there you go.
Because Richard Esco was already taken. So you went Esco Richard. Why didn't you? Did you not have enough letters to throw in COMMA? Nope, too many letters. Okay, so Esco Richard, you did the right thing. And you tweeted today, and I caught it, on way to see you and ran into our governor of our state at Starbucks. ... No big deal. Sounds like it is a big deal. Sounds like I stirred some shit up. I didn't know what I was walking into here, but we don't like the governor.
No.
And Esco, did you on our behalf tell him how much we don't like him?
He had a lot of security.
He had a lot of security. So when you say ran into him, you mean he was in the same Starbucks. You didn't speak to him?
No.
You didn't say I'm going to a place where a known drug addict will be? Because I would love it if he came by. I'd love to see Dick. Is his name right? Rick? Rich? Rick? Rick Scott. He's got two first names. Can't trust that. Hey, everybody. My name's Doug Bill. Sounds like Duck Bill. No big deal. All right, well, thank you, Richard, for that. And very excited about the prize bag today because we've got, it includes a lighter that I was given by someone whose Twitter handle is at ChrisJones419. And he missed 420 by one. And it's a lighter that he made for me. He made me several of them. And this particular one has the Getting Dug With High logo on it. So I wanted to pay that forward. And also in this bag is a shirt from a gentleman who's with hashtag United for Care. And United for Care, F-O-R-C-A-R-E, is... they included a shirt for the prize bag, but also they are here today, and anyone that can go up to them and find them after the show, they'll be the people with clipboards that look like they want you to sign a petition. If you could go sign their petition, it's for you know, trying to get the ball rolling on legalizing marijuana here in Florida. So, so do that after the show. The show is happening on private property, so they're not allowed to announce their presence here. So, like I said, just go up to the people with clipboards. It's the new version of a red carnation and the lapel. I'll be the one with the clipboard. Also included in the prize bag is from our friends at Vape Exhale, a t-shirt. It's a very cool vaporizer that I'm going to be trying out on camera this week on Getting Dug With High. A very cool poster from Cute Streak Designs that is Breaking Bad. It's a portrait of Walter White. And a $10 gift card for iTunes. Rules of the Leonard Maltin game I'm going to have standing by for our guest today. One of our guests might not know exactly how it works. Well, we got some movies we'll talk about when we get the guest out here. And, we got to assault that off, too. So exciting. I don't know why I'm putting a bunch of stuff on the chair somebody's about to sit on. Please, you guys, I'm really glad to pull together such a lineup here in Florida. Please give a big, warm welcome to Harlan Williams, Graham Elwood, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. See, Harlan, that's why we keep it a secret. Because it's fun to let that out of the bottle. Sorry. Watch it go. Sorry. No. Harlan, somebody tweeted him, are you going to be on? You know, they figured it out that he'd be here because he's working at the Improv this weekend. And they tweeted at him asking him, are you going to be there? And he wrote back, hell yeah, buddy. Or something like that. And then I direct message you, shh. and you brought for the prize bag Harlan Williams, everybody, first of all.
Happy New Year.
Second time on the program.
Yes, it's an honor. Thank you.
First time in this country.
That's right. This is my first American one.
We did that one in Vancouver.
Oh, that was Vancouver? I thought that was the one we did in North Korea. Why are you laughing? I don't know why you're laughing.
Yeah, we were performing down at Kim Jong Fool's.
Yeah. That's a great club. That's a really good club.
You brought a copy of a DVD of yours called A Force of Nature, where you're turning in, a turtle is turned into you, or you've turned into a turtle.
Yeah, look, if you look right here.
One more time for the listeners.
My neck meat is flapping if you're listening at home.
That's got to be the name of your next album, by the way, Neck Meat.
I got kicked out of SeaWorld yesterday for doing that. I swallowed a stingray.
Sam the Ma'am is here, everybody.
Oh, you're so sweet, Orlando. Thank you. Thank you.
come back here more often. That was lovely.
And what are these motion pictures that you brought to put in the
bag? I brought three motion pictures I have nothing to do with whatsoever. I brought True Romance. Yeah, that's a good movie. This is a great triple feature, by the way. The Game, David Fincher's The Game. And one of Doug's personal favorites and mine, Blade Runner. Watch it with a pause button. Doug knows what
that is. Oh, okay. I thought you meant that there's like a strip club scene. Those are great contributions to the bag, and I'm glad you didn't want those anymore.
No. In hindsight, I should have, of course, brought Sydney White, the Amanda Bynes classic, which we shot right here in Orlando.
Yeah, and you worked with her back when she was regular.
Yes, back when she was regular, yes.
Yeah, when she was like just a little too spunky, hyper, but there was something cute about that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think went wrong there, Sam? If you had to say.
It's not comedy. It's just mean. I can't.
All right. Well, I think it's funny.
All right. You think mental illness is funny? Then cheers to you, friend.
No matter who's doing it, when cops come in and you pick up the bong in front of them and throw it out the window, mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
All right. In a vacuum, I guess that is funny.
I wish I could use my bong in a vacuum, because then it would just automatically be clean when it spills over. Graham Elwood is here. Graham Elwood's confused.
Jam Lando 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Take control, Mall City. Take control.
It's barely even a mall. It's like, it's a weird, it's restaurants.
It's a village.
Restaurant village. Oh, and some jewelry, and there's a FedEx. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't even remember what else.
And a movie theater at the top of a giant mountain that you have to climb.
Yes.
Way in the back.
Yes.
That was a weird laugh. Of
you leave that weird laugher alone.
Doug Benson, defender of the weird laughers, smoking weed through a vacuum. That made no goddamn sense at all. Is that I didn't get it because I'm a stoner thing, or was that just like you envisioned something weird?
Just like the inside of a vacuum it's already, everything's already in there. So outside of that vacuum, everything would be clean.
Do you know what a vacuum is, Doug?
You ever actually used one?
Yes, you ever seen one?
No, a brand new vacuum cleaner.
Still in the wrapper.
But speaking of garbage, Graham's book.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no, just let me finish my sentence. Graham's book thinks you shouldn't litter.
Oh. Nice save, asshole.
It's called The Comedy I mean, you know the title. I say it all the time, but I'll say it again. It's just hard to read off of the cover. Because if you read the cover, it's called The Comedy Guide to Film Movie.
No, it's hard for a stoner who thinks
the
vacuum cleaners
guide
are clean
to
read it.
Like, especially, like, can you read that, Sam? You're Jewish.
Yeah, yep.
So you read right to left,
it
right?
It says, yep. It's Herman Baruch Film Ata.
Oh, film? You got film out of that in there?
Yeah.
It's the same in any language?
It's the same in both languages, yeah. It's the same in both languages.
Sam just performed a bris right now, folks.
I did. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Does someone have a baby? Because if we don't, it's the plagues will rain down upon us if we don't follow through.
There's got to be some dude here that needs a circumcision.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, whip it out, fellas. Show us your
someone
name
Someone born in Europe. Raise your hand. All right, nothing.
Oh, I forgot to throw in there, Doug. I have a Whistling Baines shirt for the winter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so come see us. I'll be there. You know, I wrote the foreword in the Comedy Film Guide Nerds to Movies, and I will happily...
Stick with the font.
I'll stick my... I'll put my dick pen in there for you.
Yeah, buy a book and Doug will fuck it. Hashtag.
Books. I'm loving them. I have questions for you guys, if you don't mind. Starting with Harlan Williams. Have you you got any motion picture work for us to look forward to? I think it's been maybe a year since I saw you.
I have a new movie coming out in 2 weeks called Back in the Day with Nick Swartzen, Michael Rosenbaum, Morena Baccarin.
She's very sexy.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't in until Morena Baccarin.
Hey, there you go, Temple Grandin.
She's all right. I do have Western wear on today, so it's apt.
Yeah,
so that's coming out, and what's the date?
It comes out the 14th, I think. And
Jan 14th.
All right. And it's one of those high school reunion, back to school type of comedies with a bunch of crazy hijinks. It's going to be a lot of fun, so check her out, gang.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
It's awesome.
And he didn't, like, Harlan, and, you know, I called him. Like, he wasn't like, hey, can I come promote my movie? No, I was like, hey, come do the show. He's like, sure. And then perfect timing. Movie's coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
It's got the lady from Homeland in it, so.
Yeah, she's spicy.
It's all I need to know. I saw her at an airport once. I didn't know what to say.
That wasn't her.
She's too beautiful to fly.
Now, if you want to see a clip from the movie, I'm doing Conan on Tuesday night. We're going to be showing a clip, so check it out.
Oh, bravice.
A little sneak preview.
Yes, watch Conan on Tuesday night instead of me on At Midnight with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, no.
No. Conan's at 11, isn't he?
Yeah. They can make it a buffet.
Oh, but they don't want them to turn away from Pete Holmes at midnight. It's such a TV is a battlefield.
You know, all these shows are on the internet too. You guys can go
watch. They are.
I know, that's true. Yeah. That's true. You can
kind of like this show.
See it that way.
Don't you sponsor Hulu?
Don't you sponsor Hulu, Doug? I'd say that Hulu Corporation—they'd be nowhere without Benson.
But Sam said it in his voice. It was even better coming from the audience because, like, don't you sponsor Hulu?
Ain't you one of them Hulu sons of bitches? Get my scatter gun.
It's Hulu Plus. I don't know fuck all about Hulu. I don't mess with Hulu.
Hulu's for fucking animals.
I'm about Hulu Plus. Yeah, it'll be funny if they're the ones sponsoring this episode. I don't know from episode to episode. I just try to do a show, you know, without any kind of censorship. But I should also say that it's a great service. And while you're at it, use Squarespace.
Yeah, don't you use Squarespace, Doug. You got one of them websites on Squarespace.com. /Doug Loves Movies.
You're one of them Squarespace sponsors.
You one of them sponsors?
That's right. Squarespace used to be a drunk, and now I'm their sponsor.
One day at a time, Squarespace. It works if you're worth it and you're worth it.
Now I know who's
starting to sound like a lady.
I was doing a lady's voice the entire time.
Oh, okay.
How do you not know that?
Come sit on Nana's lap. Squarespace over here, Doug. Hey, Paul, get my Hulu Plus.
Vaguely dirty. I want to see your Squarespace.
Take me to
your hollow zone.
I'll give you some Hulu Plus. That's what I'm talking about.
That's where you lost him.
That creeped them out. They're like, hey,
that's
the rule
much.
It's the rule of 12s. After 12 riffs, they give up.
I'll get them back on the 24th, baby.
Oh, but it's those 11 we have to sit through.
Yep.
Sam, quite a rivalry was created between you and Graham Elwood at the Christmas episode, mostly because of your weird glee at Graham's defeat.
Honestly, like, I'm not a parent, but there's no way having a kid is going to be half as good.
First of all, everything you do is apparent. And
Sam, you still owe me a suicide. You said before that,
that's right.
I do not
win, I will kill myself.
That's
you
not
didn't
what
make
I said.
It to the finals.
I said if you
yes,
win,
and
I
it is
kill
it is
legal no. in the state of Florida to kill yourself. Oh. That is why I invited you here today.
Oh. I will assist you in seppuku.
Little Harry Carey.
Is it really seppuku if you have an assist? Like if you have somebody spotting your seppuku? I might not be able to push it all the way. Could you just give it a little extra?
Actually, Doug, the second in assisting is the guy who severs the head. Not severs completely, because that would be disrespectful if you study any sort of samurai.
Harlan, be quiet. Anyway. Doug, as we were saying.
Harlan, I thought Jerry Lewis showed up all of a sudden. Nutty professor over there.
Oh, look at that guy. Temple Grandin.
I don't know what that reference is, but I'm sure it's great.
It's pretty solid because, you know, it's that movie where Claire Danes plays the lady who was so crazy she invented it.
She's here tonight.
The applause? Is Temple Grandin here?
She made an invention that helps cows.
She's supposed to be in the back of the room clapping wildly at nothing.
Isn't that who he was
That was
doing?
The deal that you're she doing? And Claire Danes had, right?
Is that Temple?
Yeah, that's what I was know? I was yeah. doing her impression.
That's what I said.
Nailed it.
We got Temple.
Graham.
What?
What was your favorite movie of this last year?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Spectacular Now.
Spectacular Now. And let's go to the audience member that yelled out a title. Let's see if it's a match. What'd you say? What was your pick? Grandmaster.
Oh, that's a good film, too, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be asking a lot of questions of my guests this evening, so feel free to not do that again. I know the feeling. You get high and you just say stuff like I was... Just the other day, I was telling Kermit the Frog during the Muppet 3D show that I thought... Fozzie was a little loud.
And that a vacuum cleaner is somehow cleaner inside.
So can I ask you a question?
Please.
I was in the back there before and I could not hear all of your intro. And I was, as you know, eager to hear how you were
going
to...
Oh, yeah, I was trying to tell you about this before the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't get around to the explanation, but basically it's, don't worry about it.
It's fair.
Sure what would listeners... you? Did you see a lot of movies this last year, Harlan?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
And do you have a favorite?
Oh, God.
Did Graham really say Spectacular Now?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
I don't even know. What was that one about?
There was a bunch of really good movies. I don't know. That one just
there was a lot of good ones, yeah.
What was Spectacular Now? What was
it? It was a little indie film. It was a high school coming of age kind of thing, but not. It was really good.
Kind of like Back in the Day?
Yeah. Yes, Harlan.
Why do you have to pick that fucking movie?
Well, Back in the Day is going to be his favorite movie of 2014.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, see him a year from now.
Give me a potato. It's harvest season. Absolutely.
Did you pick a favorite, Harlan?
Yeah, I saw Frozen at a drive-in in Alaska. In a convertible. Is that wrong?
That's a good answer. It's a cute movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Cute. Snowman. Icicles. You like icicles?
The marketing, though, they kind of cover up. It's about two little girls, or two girls, princesses, I guess. Teenagers.
So you've seen it, too?
No, I have not.
Well, then why are you, like, kind of dumping that all over it if you haven't seen it?
I was asking you about it.
No.
I'm guessing you haven't seen it either.
Son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you? I was a really good guest up until now. How dare you help me?
it was the premise in which you, under which you saw Frozen that I figured that that didn't really happen. But, you know, people with kids, they see that's, you know, I have guests on, they have kids, all they see is those Pixar movies.
CGIs.
That's not a Pixar movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sam, what about you? What's your favorite?
I have two, Gravity and Short Term 12.
All right, that's perfect, because Harlan didn't have any, so you...
Oh, there you go.
No, I have
take one.
Filled the void
beasts,
nicely.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Okay, that was the year before that, but...
No, now let me finish. I saw it at a drive-in in a DeLorean. So I time-traveled and saw it last year. Always
this is one crowd you don't have to add the time travel thing after saying DeLorean.
I'm going to go back in time and take that out, what you just said.
And then we're going to have Huey Lewis sing about it. Because it's the news. What's your favorite, Sam? Two movies?
Yes, Short Term 12 and Gravity.
Okay.
Yeah. What's Short Term 12? What is that film? It was an independent with
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. And she works at... You know, I don't want to say... It's one of those where you're better off going in literally knowing nothing.
And she was Miles Teller's ex-girlfriend in Spectacular Now.
There you go.
Yeah. And one of the seven exes in... Or she wasn't an ex, but her boyfriend. Anyway, Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's true.
Any hoozle, what a great year-end wrap-up we just had.
Oh, yeah.
Some really exciting stuff happening in cinema. I went with I pre-wrote down my answer, and I think it's Gravity. This would be my favorite film of the year.
So then I win the game.
Were you pissed off about that whole Gravity controversy that came out after, where they said her hair didn't float? Were you pissed about the non-floating hair?
I don't remember that hair thing specifically, but didn't Neil deGrasse Tyson just lay into everything that was wrong with that movie?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah. And he's like, first of all, George Clooney is not... That's not a real accent he's using. Neither of them are space astronauts at all. They're actors.
I know, but you...
The story was written by some writer making it up.
Yep.
But I know you get upset about floating hair. You've always been like a floating hair freak. That didn't stick out at you?
For some reason, it didn't bother me. I think I just haven't been in space enough yet to know when I see it, when it looks wrong, you know? I'm just like, oh, that must be what space is like. Every time.
Have you ever done this?
I can't wait to brush my teeth in space.
Do this, dude.
If you squeeze it out of the tube, it floats around. It's a game. It's fun. Is this microphone floating around, or is this my face?
Do this when you get home. Lick your fingertip and shove it in a socket, and your pubes puff out. It looks like that guy from Room 222 with the red afro. Remember that guy?
That's but why, very topical.
But why... Why give me such an exciting thing to do and then say, wait till you get home? Can't I? Just find a socket is all you got to start that
with. I got one right over here, Doug.
Okay, here we go.
Lube up that pinky, you weirdo. Jam it in there. Make your own vacuum cleaner bong.
I got to get me some puffy pubes. I've got a date tonight.
Stick your Hulu Plus in that outlet, Doug.
All right, again, an upstanding company, and I hope that they're still a sponsor of this program, because we really appreciate their help.
They're great.
Does anyone hunger for Catching Fire? Let's play some games.
Yay!
Yeah. That's the end of the half an hour fuck around. Now it's time for 60 minutes of serious shit. Give or take 10 minutes.
Way to get the legal department happy. That's a good time.
The legal department, they're so frustrated because they don't exist.
And so they're just there every day going, why aren't we?
I'm folding up and putting away the piece of paper that has the games on it. I'm like, okay, done with that. Well, from memory, here we go.
Delete my Leonard Maltin app and we'll be done. We're good.
We're good to go. No, because the reason I keep fiddling with this is because I do have to ask you guys to pick your name tags.
Ah.
That's right. Go out into the audience and choose the name tag that speaks to you.
Holy shit.
The one that you must play for, you must win for because of the kinship that is created. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back! Sam Levine. Who are you playing for?
I am playing for Amanda, who brought her own hoverboard from the future, as in 1 year from now.
That's awesome.
That's right, math whizzes.
Nice work, Amanda. Don't read the shithead on the back, Harlan.
Okay. Don't
That's,
read it?
Don't read it. That's okay. For later.
Okay.
I know, I'm so full of secrets. Who are you playing for?
First of all, apologies to people who made stuff and I didn't pick it because there's a lot of good ones, but sure. This is for Rocket Mike.
There you go. Yeah. You got right over here, Rocket Sam and Rocket Dan. Yeah.
Sorry, pack my guys. Bags.
People flight. Figured out you were going to be here.
0 hour, 9 a.m.
I got to get in close on this. This is fantastic.
And I'm going to be high as a kite by then.
I fairly got you in the vine. Just how I like it. What are you doing, Sam?
I was just getting rid of my robot.
Okay, it looked like you were cheating and looking at the paper.
Yes, whoa, Doug, that's how I do it. I like to cheat in a game where there's no actual prize.
You're playing for a young lady from the future.
That's true.
So take it seriously.
Fair enough.
All right, thank you.
These name tags are all great, you guys. Big round of applause for all of
your
name
seriously.
Tags.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you.
Come on.
Yes.
Amanda, I noticed there's no shithead on the back of this hoverboard. That's a bold move. That's a bold move.
It's on the back of the paper.
It's on the back of the paper, dude.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Don't mess with it. Or do you like to know ahead of time
no,
what
I don't
the shithead's going
to
be?
Hopefully we'll never
Harlan
have to know.
Harlan can't stop staring at his. We'll read that, Harlan, if you lose today. That's their consolation prize.
Okay.
We'll call that person or thing a shithead. Is there one on the back of yours, Graham?
Yes, there is.
Nice. All right, the first game we're going to play is How Much Did This Shit Make? What's happening? Just a bunch of cookies?
This guy in the front row looks like Pete Holmes. Am I wrong?
Pete?
Pete? Why didn't you tell us you were in Jamlando?
Pete. Wash my damn towels! So yeah, some cookies just flew in out of nowhere. Like, what in the world makes you think we would eat these?
I still got the glutinos from last night. I'm gonna eat the shit out of those.
Twinkies?
Oh,
but these
Twinkies.
Don't have weed in them,
I'll
do they?
I'll have one of those for sure.
No, okay, take them
now
back.
You guys are just putting fucking...
Come on!
Wow. Somebody just threw the biggest Rice Krispie treat I've ever seen up here.
It's a treats sheet.
God damn
like
it.
That is larger than my torso. I'm not kidding.
That's like a dog band right there.
I will disappear behind this.
If you attach that to your hoverboard, Sam...
Oh, that's your Halloween costume next year.
Sam Levine, our little treat sheet.
Hope someone got a photo of that. Send it to the Kellogg's company. I could use the work.
God, just keep throwing it around. That's awesome. The treat sheet.
I want to fucking break that thing in half.
I bet you that'd be pretty easy to do.
I bet you it would.
Somebody else threw up a box of Twinkies. Thank God they're back. That was a dark time when there was no Twinkies. I could only find solace in the annual return of the McRib. Almost didn't think of it. I understand the pressure you guys are under up here. when trying to think of the answers. So we're going to start with how much did this shit make? And there was another thing Sam and I, we started to discuss before the show.
I tried. You wouldn't discuss
finish.
Anything.
We didn't finish it. What order should we start in for this this particular game? I guess we should let Harlan go first.
Yeah, let Harlan go.
All right, and then where do we go from there?
You can go to Graham.
Okay. Decided.
Okay.
Well done.
Thanks.
Harlan.
Yeah.
How much in millions was made by a movie that was shot?
This is the worst sentence ever game? Is that what we're playing?
Florida.
We're playing Fuck Syntax? Is that what we're playing tonight?
It was shot in Florida. And the domestic box office.
Jesus Christ.
It's like being interviewed by Speak and Spell over here.
God damn it.
I have horrible news. Doug is stone cold sober right now.
I'm trying to...
Should we put a wallet in his mouth? Is he having a seizure?
It's like serious fucking lover
it's
over
true.
Here.
It's true, I'm not drinking. It's true, I'm not drinking. I guess the drinking really helps.
Could you start again?
Straightens you out, man.
Yeah, I was just trying to get the whole premise of the game out and in a question, and it got convoluted, and the two guys that know how it works piled on.
And the audience.
The audience wasn't yelling anything at me.
Well, they don't have microphones.
Which are used for yelling.
Goddamn right.
It's my goddamn right to yell. I have a microphone. Here's the game. Harlan, everybody has to guess how much a movie made at the domestic box office according to boxofficemojo.com. Okay. Its entire run, and in this case, it's a movie that was shot in Florida called Jaws 3D.
And you can't go over, correct, Doug? Right? Like you got to get close without going over, just so he knows that.
Yeah, closest without going over.
Domestic.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Jaws 3D. Jaws 2 was a reasonable hit.
So yeah.
They did it again. They did that thing that's ruined movies forever, that the third one always has to be in 3D.
I'm going to say 32 mil.
All right. Now we're going to go to Graham, as decided by Sam earlier.
Just let's go.
I'm just saying it's all fair. It's up and up.
Completely.
Can I go to dinner with you, Doug, to help set the order?
You didn't go to dinner with Doug last night?
Let's see. First of all, it was lunch. Secondly, I asked him to lunch.
Thank you.
And thirdly, I tried to discuss the order with him, but we didn't get to it.
Right.
Because we started talking about something else.
Right.
I was in my room doing yoga.
And I really like yoga, by the way. I think you should marry her. She's a delight. We met her in the Scandinavian section of Epcot. She's a ride operator over at Maelstrom. And they got some gorgeous girls over there. So, Harlan, you said 32?
35?
34. Okay, 34.
Oh, you're addending. Okay.
Did I say 32?
You said 32.
32. And if that's what I said, I thought it was a...
I'm gonna go 21.
33. And thanks for paying for lunch, by the way.
You refused.
So we have Graham with 21, Harlan with 32, and Sam with the classic 33 maneuver.
I've seen the prices right.
Mm-hmm. You knew dollar wasn't the way to go.
Nope.
Because the correct answer is $45.5 million. Yeah.
Nice.
Made by Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D.
So that just means Sam gets to go first in the next game.
That's all it means, gang.
That's all it means. So who wants these cookies, seriously? I can't sit here with these cookies. Just, have a few, pass them around. That's what...
What an asshole. Now, what a goddamn asshole. Here you go, sir. Would you like a Twinkie? Thank you for coming to our show tonight. I'm not a fucking asshole.
Hey guys, don't worry. I got this. What you do is you squash them so that no one's thinking, oh, it's probably not that bad. You make sure no one eats these because these are bad. These cookies have all been ruined.
Keep going. It's like a pathway to between my legs.
I question the box maker.
Yeah, that cookie box is pretty fucking heavy there, sweetheart.
Yeah. I just want people at home...
That was not made in
I just
USA.
Want people at home to know that Sam tried to toss the cookie box,
yep.
the flimsy cookie box,
yep.
to
was,
the guy sitting,
it was already
sitting right in front of
before
us.
Before I even completed the backhand... The,
but
the
let's be honest, let's start from the beginning. You didn't hand it to the guy. You're like, hey, here's your fucking cookies, you mope.
No, I was
suck on these cookies, you goddamn
off,
seal.
I was
here, jump
it.
For it, you fucking worm. You're not one of us.
Left handed. Hey, it's not like hey, I was trying to get the back of the
flip.
Room.
He was
Sam works in goddamn SeaWorld.
He was trying to toss them like Johnny Playground. He was trying to be like sporting about it.
Yeah, man.
And but
a
the,
gentleman,
but the
someone
important...
who's a 2-time champion, would hand it to a person. A guy who happy when he can't win, that guy throws stuff like a fucking animal.
So, Graham, how many of the Tournament of Champions did you win?
Oh, right, I don't know. Oh. Finalist 3 years in a row, bitch. You couldn't be there.
Who do you think you are, Britney Spears?
Can we,
she says
we like,
bitch a lot.
Are we the new Nicki Minaj and Mariah?
He just said,
"Cause
this
I
gentleman
call
was
Mariah.
Just thanking me for being a gentleman. That's what was happening.
Well, you are a gentleman.
Stop talking.
To say a nice thing.
No, seriously, nice stop thing. Talking before you say end a scholar.
No.
all right, that one was just for me. Sometimes I like to make one that just I get to take home and hold on to.
Now I want to jump all over that Rice Krispie treat. Thinking about it.
I want people to go back and listen to the moment when that all went down. Because... there's no mention of Sam's name. Graham just starts screaming, "You asshole!"
We
so I want you to go
that.
Back. I want you to go back
fair.
To that point
and
imagine that Harlan did something.
Yeah.
Harlan, you asshole!
I bet Graham will get that mad at him.
You polite person.
Or me. I mean, as you were yelling, I was just like, "Please clarify." There was just a from the audience, and then, "You asshole!"
Yes. But he's allowed to yell that at me. Believe it or not, Graham and I have known each other a great long time.
How long, you think?
We
too
met
long.
In March of 2000, right?
I've tried to forget it all.
I know you do, buddy.
Just remember, folks, hashtag Team Graham or hashtag Team Sam. It's two M's in Sam.
Thank you.
One M in Graham. No M's in Harlan.
Hashtag Team Harlan.
What's your Twitter handle, Harlan?
At Harlan Williams.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Think of...
with an M.
A regular one and an upside down one?
Yeah.
Did you see they have the world's largest McDonald's here on this street?
Yes, yes, I saw that. It's right next to the world's largest ball of twine. Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah.
McDonald's is in the way, I guess.
I guess, but...
Because McDonald's is bigger than the ball of twine, right?
I don't know if it's... I think there's more...
Can you get McNuggets inside the ball of twine?
No. No, you can't. No, you cannot, sir.
All right.
No, sir, you cannot.
Now we're going to play a game called... the Seth Rogen game. A.K.A. Last Man Stanton. Let me try to describe it to Harlan. Who will be going... what's the reverse order, Sam? From you?
If you start with me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to Graham and then go to Harlan, I guess?
Just asking, because if I said it wrong, you'd correct me.
Well, no, there's
thought
no,
I'd cut out the middleman.
No. There's no order yet until we get to the mall game. No,
I wanted to go opposite from what we just did in the last game.
Then just start with me and go to you, since you play in this one, don't you?
I'm going
to
play in this one. Good idea, Sam. All right, we get to get from the audience the name of a director, actor, or actress with a fairly large body of work, hopefully more than like a dozen pictures. And then we just take turns naming movies that that person was involved with until none of us can anymore.
Amanda Bynes.
Please.
Michael Caine.
I think that's like a rule in Florida, is just like if you think you're about to be asked something, start yelling the answer.
That's how they pick the governor here, actually. Everybody just gets into a big room.
Yeah, a lot of people love the guy named Rick. A lot of people love the guy named Scott. And then suddenly Rick Scott is elected? Where'd he come from?
Weird. Let's work for centuries, Doug. Don't challenge it now.
I think you're not allowed to yell fire or recount in a crowded building in Florida. All right, so we're going to go to the audience, but please don't yell out yet. So the audience is going to decide what name we're going to use. But you get the premise of the game, Harlan? Okay, cool.
I do.
And I usually just, instead of people yelling out names, I usually pick someone that seems nice and non-yelly. And I like the couple that brought Rocket Man-themed posters, both of them. They really hedged their bets, and then Harlan found another one that didn't even have Milky Way bars stapled to it.
Can I trade? No, I can't.
You're the guy that went, no!
I know, I heard that.
You
heard
picked
that.
My shittier version. Mine's smaller, it's photocopied.
You know what it was? He held a light up on his. It was shining in the dark like a lighthouse. It was like...
Get a light next time, you guys.
It was the
fire
light.
Fire hazard, that's the answer.
There you go, thank you.
More buddy. Dangerous, the better.
Yeah.
Set yourself on fire next time.
Throw yourself into a purple bug lamp, tambourine eyes.
Tambourine eyes?
Hey.
Let's do that. Let's do the films of tambourine eyes.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
So, as a couple, can you two consult and pick one person that you'd like us to play with? She's already got it, I think. Nicolas Cage. We've already done Nicolas Cage. Yeah. I mean, I'd do it again, but I would kind of be cheating.
They're completely blank. They can't think of another person other than Nicolas Cage.
Well, they were so excited about Nicolas Cage, and then they picked Bill Murray, which we've also done already. We've done this maybe 10 times. Let's see if you guys get all 10 ones that we've already done.
Sam will throw cookies at you. That's the reward.
Christopher Walken. I think we've done it, yeah.
All right, they're getting close. Here we go. This is exciting.
It might be some sort of thing, like if you say to somebody, think of a number between 1 and 10, they more than often they pick 7 in their head. Like this might be one of those things where there's just 10 actors that everybody thinks of. We did Sandra Bullock. Jack Nicholson? Will you please? It's Sally Field, no S.
Mrs. Fields.
And don't yell out James Wood. He's the world's angriest stoner.
Quit yelling at my show where I want people to participate.
They fired me from Howl at the Moon for yelling at the customers and not knowing how to play piano. What's your next?
I want to see you at Howl at the Moon.
Oh, that's not. I thought we were just supposed to howl and get our aggression out.
Have you done Nicholson?
Pound a piano. Or does anyone think we've done Nicholson? Feels like we have, but maybe we haven't.
Yes.
How, are you sure?
Absolutely.
I don't think I trust that guy. These guys get to decide. Unless you are Jeff Bridges.
Why don't you pick my goddamn name? I was in Starman.
Sigourney Weaver. Holy shit, yes, yes.
That's a great one.
Oh, this is fantastic. Go, Sam.
Alien.
Aliens.
Goes to me?
Yeah.
Let's go with Ghostbusters.
Ice Storm.
Nice.
Alien 3.
Ghostbusters 2.
I always blank out on this one. How about the classic movie?
Oh, yeah.
That we all
here it comes. Oh, shit.
It starred Leif Garrett.
Are you out already, really, on Sigourney Weaver?
As soon as you guys name, I'm going to go, fuck, I always blank on this one. How about...
you know, she was in...
A Fish Called Wanda. No, the stage play version, that's not my answer. The stage play version...
All right, you're out.
She played the understudy.
You're done. Harlan?
Avatar.
God damn it!
And in production doesn't count, Sam.
That's okay. Alien Resurrection. Let me get 3 out of 4 of those. Jesus.
I don't think I can remember the names of the other ones. Year of Living Dangerously.
Oh, good film. Yeah. The Pol Pot Classic.
You're out. For answering or jokes. Harlan.
Do we have to know the name of the movie?
Yes, we're looking for the names of movies that have Sigourney Weaver in them.
The Matchmaker. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Gene Hackman, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quiet audience!
Sorry, correct name of that movie is Heartbreakers.
That's what I said. What did you hear?
We heard the Janine Garofalo classic. The Matchmaker.
You guys have cookie dust in your ears, man. I said Heartbreakers.
I know. Heartbreakers.
Back
bullshit.
Me up, crowd. Come on, Heartbreakers.
I saw that in a double bill with Fish Called Wanda. It was a Sigourney Weaver.
Marathon.
Yeah.
So I'm out. It's you two now.
Yeah, you're out.
Sorry I couldn't come up with Alien 7.
Dave.
Working Girl.
Copycat.
No, Working Girl had not been said yet. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Nice.
Tadpole.
Ooh. Sam's gonna win this game. Deal of the Century.
Oh, that was my ace in the hole.
Shit.
I pulled his ace. You have 3 seconds.
Oh, do I?
Graham, do you have any plugs?
Yeah, we're going to be raising money for a podcast documentary on Kickstarter that Doug is going to be in. We already did some interviews at the podcast festival, so we'll be announcing that in the next week or so. So look out for that. Yeah. We've got a bunch of great interviews at the festival with Aisha and Mark Maron. It'll be awesome. So look for that.
You got anything?
Nah.
You want to call it a draw?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't think of any more. Yeah.
Oh. Is she... Are we 100% sure she's in the Banger Sisters? I've never seen it, but I know she's not one of the sisters, is she?
No, it's Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
And Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Vantage Point.
Snow White, A Tale of Terror.
Death and Pain.
Holy shit.
Wow.
What?
That's a Netflix original.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a tough one, though, but we did miss some obvious. Yeah, there's always obvious answers that get missed.
God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
If only I could have said Avatar 2. Oh.
Kidding. Doug said do it, production.
All right, so Sam gets to go first in the Leonard Mullen game. Tonight, I'm getting rid of some long-standing categories.
Gasps. Literal gasps.
Like Doug said, I'm executing a baby.
I think there would have been a bit more shock at that executing a baby thing.
I don't know.
Maybe not. There may have been no shock at all because they probably would have thought I was kidding, but in this case, they know I'm serious. I am really executing categories. No, it's just ones that I've been. It's hard to get people to pick them, so these guys are going to basically be forced to because there's not a lot of options. But we'll start with the. Sam will get to pick from three categories, and then we might have to repeat as we go along. All right. And then we'll go to Harlan, who'll be second now. Sounds like there's a skirmish outside. That's what I like in a comedy club is enough quiet to hear outside skirmishes. Because it might skirmingle with us at any moment. Sam.
Yes.
We shot a zoo. It's a category nobody ever wants to pick because it's about movies that have hunting in them.
I see.
Yeah. I have a bunch of Hollywood liberals on the show that don't appreciate a good hunting movie like they do here in Florida.
Well, there's a lot of lizard hunters.
Hollywood, Florida liberals.
Get my scatter gun.
16 Candles. That's films that were released 16 years ago. Yeah, 16 years
ago. Wait, is that 16 years ago as of 2013?
As of right in the zone we're in right now.
So 2014?
Like 16 years ago.
Okay.
Probably down to almost the week. Like it's probably a Christmas release 16 years ago.
Oh, I see.
And then your third choice is Life Takes Visa, and that's movies where someone gets deported.
Someone gets deported?
Always gets a laugh, never gets chosen.
I'll take it. I'll go for it. Life Takes Visa. Someone gets deported.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah! Send him the fuck home.
Someone gets deported in this movie from 2011. 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is vividly brought to life and that it is... Oh, the script is written by the director and another person.
Oh, so someone wrote the script. Okay, good.
And also directed the film, but wrote it with another person. Yeah, there you go. The clues are never supposed to help. And there are 9 names.
Could you give me the clues again?
3 stars.
Yeah.
Vividly brought to life.
Yeah.
This movie where someone gets deported from a script by the director and another guy. And I'm not even committing to the director being a guy. The director and the guy.
I'll say -1.
Well... I can't expect anything less than for Sam to come out swinging on Harlan Williams. Dear sweet Harlan Williams. Do you have any idea what this movie is, Harlan?
Don't say it.
Yeah, don't guess it. But do you think you have an idea? Because Sam has bid -1. That means he can name the movie and the top billed performer in the movie, according to Leonard Maltin. And so you'd have to go -2 to outbid him.
Or tell him to name it.
Yeah, name it, and then hope he's got the wrong movie.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
But he's pretty good at this, I should say.
All right, I'm not allowed to say it. It's a real good one. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not that good looking. I just work out. I don't know.
I had to take a shot because at this point, it's not a game of you and me playing. It's a game of, can you tell Harlan to name the movie faster than I can? I know your tricks.
All right, so, name the movie.
Again, is it Inception starring Leonardo DiCaprio?
What? I'm so stunned. Like, the confidence was like, I knew you were going to say exactly what it is, and that is incorrect.
There you go. See?
Yeah. The motion picture is called Like Crazy, and it stars Anton Yelchin.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Fascination. Yeah, Felicity Jones gets deported because she fucks up and doesn't do... Right?
Awesome.
So Harlan Williams is on the board with 1 point.
That's a good thing.
He's going to win.
No, of course.
Well, it's, you know, Sam's an intense player, and, you know, sometimes you gotta
take your chances.
Yeah. You went for the fences.
Gotta take your chances. He was kind of deported.
He was kind of deported.
He was.
When
he
kept following those
home,
different
remember?
Dreams, he kept getting deported. That's awesome.
Yeah. You've been deported.
I try not to make it like a reach, you know, like a lot of people suggest categories where it's like they put words in there that I'm like, well, that's really, how do you, like movies where people are really bummed out. I'm like, well, what do you mean, what people? Like, all the characters are sad? Like, what are you talking about?
You make reaches all the time with these categories.
No, it's always like where someone loses a leg or something. It's very specific, and then you see the movie and somebody loses a leg.
This guy lost his leg right here. This guy.
There you go.
There you go.
What's your name?
Adam.
How'd you lose your leg? All right. Give Adam a round of applause.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
So first of all, he didn't lose his leg, Graham.
Who fucking stood up? Don't make it like I'm some asshole picking on
him. He was born without it. But I mean, he was born without it.
Well, you're giving it to me? Okay.
He's giving you his leg?
I'm now playing for his leg. I defend the defenseless, Doug.
He seems pretty able. He jumped right up when we called him legless.
It's like Jaws 3D is happening for real right now.
Come on, somebody throw a cookie at that guy. Come on.
Graham was holding up that foot like it was a prize, and like he just won a soccer match.
Yeah, I won.
The trophy is a foot.
Adam, do you want an enormous Rice Krispie treat?
Oh, that's a good trade-off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't throw it.
You should have thrown it. That's when you should have thrown it, Sam. You would have just frisbeed it at
yes,
the
Yes, I should have thrown that one.
Can't wait till next year when we bring up someone that's legless and has diabetes. He's going to jump up.
Man.
Same dude. Really? That fucking diabetes?
Did you see the size of the fucking Rice Krispie tree?
It was Sam Levine torso size. Remember that.
I'm just telling you, if you eat the whole thing, that's diabetes right there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Share it.
Careful, Adam. I don't want you to lose the other foot. It's a diabetes joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's a diabetes joke. Awareness is key. Thank you.
It's diabetes night at the Orlando Improv, everybody.
Are you raising money for diabetes? Nope. Just stepping on cookies.
Stepping on cookies.
We're stamping out cookies on stage.
That's right.
At the Orlando Improv.
Sugar is the silent killer. Remember that.
Let's have a round of high fructose corn syrup shots, everybody.
Tomorrow, you guys, we're doing a thing where all of us are going to meet up outside of Disney World, and then we're going to go into the parks and knock children's ice cream out of their hands. Yeah. You have to move fast. They do have security. But if you're nimble, you could probably knock 2 or 3 ice cream cones.
Yeah.
You could probably get to the end of Main Street. So we only have 1 point so far, right?
Yeah. This round, you're going to start with Graham and go to Harlan.
That was exciting, though, that Harlan got the point.
I'm very excited about
it. All right, Graham, you get to pick.
You got it, Doug.
Would you like Walter Whitey's, and that's movies where you see drug dealers in their underwear.
Any drug dealers in their underwear want to stand up at the show tonight?
It's probably the same guy.
That would be awesome.
Drops his shorts.
Hey, he's got a balloon of heroin in his rectum. All right.
A what of heroin?
Too far, Graham, too far.
A balloon of heroin?
Oh, a balloon.
Yeah, that's how you...
I thought you said a bone of heroin. I was really going to give it to you, but it turns out I'm dumb. Turns out I'm dumb. Walter Whitey's Dealer in Underwear. Read It and Weep. Nobody ever wants to pick this. I think it's a great category. Read It and Weep. That's foreign tearjerkers. Yeah, see? Some of us like it. And then your third option is the Burt K category for Burt Kreischer. And it's movies where a man screams like a girl.
I'll do the foreign cry one.
Okay.
Let's do it. Thank you, one dude.
Let's do it. This movie is a foreign tearjerker. 3.5 stars from Mr. Maltin from 1997. He calls it an extraordinary film. Yeah. It's interesting throwing on the word extraordinary and then 3.5 stars. And he says that the movie's unique and beguiling and won some Oscars. 1997. And there are 7 names listed. How many names can you get it in, Graham Elwood?
Now, can you read the things again? 1997?
Well, my phone went dead. But I remember the answer. And the 7 names. In order. Let's play. No. 3.5 stars, extraordinary film. Unique and beguiling, and won some Oscars.
7 names, you say?
Yeah.
And this goes...
It's got subtitles, unless you...
And who goes next after me?
See it somewhere stupid.
It goes back to Harlan or goes to Sam?
Goes to Harlan.
Oh.
What a strategist. Does the Pete Holmes guy have a shirt on that says tits on it?
Or is that pies?
Anyway. Quit stalling, Graham.
I love that. I will go... Ah, fuck it. Let's go 0.
All right, Harlan, so here's what you have to do. You guys are being so hard on Harlan. It's not easy out on the Harlan Highway.
Win, you know. It's a shame I can't go -2.
If you think you know what this movie is, Harlan, then you could say -1, then you'd name the movie and the lead performer in the movie. Is that something you think you could do?
No.
Then you have to hope that Graham, you have to say Graham Elwood named that movie and hope that he's wrong like Sam was earlier.
Oh, yeah, name that movie.
The English Patient?
Oh, boy. Can I? The English Patient is an American.
No.
Oh.
No, Leif Garrett directed it. Uh-huh. He is of Danish descent.
You didn't think...
His long-form birth certificate.
You didn't think for a split second it was Life is Beautiful? Mm-mm. With Roberto Benigni?
I think it's occasionally got subtitles, The English Patient.
Yeah.
And it is a tearjerker, but Sam is right. Life is Beautiful with Roberto Benigni.
Guess who your winner is, ladies and gentlemen.
That means Harlan Williams wins.
That was so easy.
This is kind of the only way this could have played out, isn't it? Yeah.
Kind of helps to have a spoiler in there.
Yeah.
And also...
The way the game is supposed to be played.
And also a couple of cockies.
Yeah.
You both went negative, but didn't even have the right movie.
And he went 0. He didn't even have the right country.
Hey, America was a foreign land at one point, you guys. Fucking Tea Party, we're taking it back.
All right, Graham, you and
keep
me.
Keep the White House white! Oh, I'm sorry.
Malton Game heads up in the parking lot after the show.
What's that?
Malton Game heads up in the parking lot after the show.
Sam, I have a life outside of this. I suggest you do the same.
No, no.
I have hobbies.
No.
I surf. Yeah. I study. Sam,
Graham, how's the surfing here in Orlando?
Have you surfed here, Graham?
I have surfed in Florida.
But not this visit.
Not this visit. No, but it's some dude on Twitter.
Because there's a guy here at the show that wants to surf.
Where'd you
with
surf
you?
This morning? Oh, how far of a drive is it to Cocoa Beach?
Yeah, so next time Graham's in town, will you take him surfing?
Next time, we're going next surfing. For real?
We'll go tomorrow, dude.
Oh, when are you going? All right, bro date. Fucking surfers, only a surfer knows. Right fucking there, bitch.
I don't know.
See, you don't know.
No, you can remember. Take it back if you want. Went surfing with this guy, he just kept calling me bitch all day.
Nice wave, bitch.
We're just trying to surf.
I'm fucking throwing cookies at him in the water? What an asshole. So I'm going to throw meat ones so we get sharks. That'll be a blast.
So we have a couple of minutes left over, so let's burn these categories. Let's keep playing.
Hey!
Who starts, Sam?
I do.
Which one would you like? Screams Like a Little Girl, Dealer in Their Underwear, or 16 Years Ago?
Screams Like a Little Girl.
All right. This movie where somebody screams like a little girl is from 2006, 2 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about a group, and he also says that the song is full of cover songs.
The song is full of cover songs?
Soundtrack, pardon me, okay. Pardon me. The song is full of soundtracks.
Got it.
And those are those, but the songs are all homage to earlier movies in the same genre.
I see.
Yeah, interesting. 6 names, he says.
Oh wow!
How many do you think you can get it in?
6. I have a guess, so, but it's the wrong year by a long shot.
All right, so Harlan, you could force Sam to guess after hearing all 6 names, or you could bid 5 or less names.
All right. I'll bid 5 or less names.
He's going 5-less, Graham, 5-less.
I'll go 4.
I say 4, Sam.
Graham Edward named that movie.
All right.
Nobody ever gets
why
to say that. You
Bela
see.
Lugosi is playing all of a sudden, but you, Graham Edward, you're 4 days.
So what's the category again? I was thinking about surfing.
Somebody screams like a little girl.
Okay. And yeah. What, it was 2006.
Mm-hmm. None of the clues are going to help you.
Of course
you're
not.
You're going to get this wrong. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Star Wars.
Maria Thayer. Oh, you did get it. Star Wars. It's about a group. And the soundtrack is full of cover songs that are homages to earlier space movies. Can't believe Leonard only gave it 2 stars. Star Wars. Maria Thayer, Columbus Short, Blake Lively, and Adam Hirschman were in this movie. Where someone screams like a girl.
Is that Hustle and Flow?
No. I don't know why that guess is so funny to me. But who screams like a little girl in Hustle and Flow?
He punches that dude in the fight in the club. He punches that, kicks that rapper's ass, and the guy
starts screaming like a girl.
Well, kind of, because that was kind of the whole thing. Is he's like he wasn't as bad as he thought he was, and the rapper is like, oh, I'm all street, and then Terrence Howard kicked his ass. And then,
well, in this
and then
movie,
Leif Garrett was the bar owner. Lee Majors was his dad.
The movie. The screamer in question is Jonah Hill, and then the top-billed person was...
Wow, genius!
Justin Long, and it's called Accepted, but we finally got rid of the Burt Kane category, so I'm very excited about that. And do you have anything to plug, Sam? Anything coming up?
I do. January 14th is a crowded night of television for you guys.
So you're going to start at 10 o'clock by watching me on an episode of Person of Interest, which I literally got my ass kicked to be in, or to film. You can watch me get beat up for an hour. And then...
Oh, Graham, are you going to DVR that?
Graham, get on that. And then you switch over to Conan at 11, you check out Harlan, and then at midnight on Comedy Central at midnight to watch.
You got your January 14th booked.
Your January 14th is done, except no plans.
Lock it up.
I'm not on January 14th. I'm on January 7th.
Well, okay. Well, then fuck it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on this upcoming Tuesday.
All right, so both Tuesdays are full.
Do your own plug, Sam.
Sam.
Harlan, what's coming up for you? The movies coming out?
Check out Back in the Day out in 2 weeks. Check out my podcast, The Harlan Highway, at harlanwilliams.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're Canadian and you're listening, check out my sitcom called Package Deal every Thursday night at 9:30 if you're living in Canada.
Eugene or book Levy, a ticket. Pam Let's Anderson. Go up there and watch it.
Let's do it.
Eugene Levy's on there?
Eugene Levy and Pam Anderson and... A lot of fun. Package deal. Check
can
it out.
Can you get that online? Like, if you
you can go online, yeah.
Sweet.
What if I wanted to put on, like, pants and shoes and brush my teeth and go to a store? Could I do it that way, or...
No?
No.
No,
man.
No.
You really brush your teeth? Graham Elwood, what do you got going on, man?
Of course, Whistling Bane shirts are available at comedyfilmnerds.com.
Yes. Whistling Bane shirts.
All my tour dates, grahamelwood.com. And
it's the Walter Mitty of bands.
It is. It is. We just
You should have the Walter Mitties open for you. That'd be good.
They're booked. Man.
Oh,
they're
really?
Solid band, yeah.
Okay.
So we got the Dancing Edo's open for me.
We got the Boat Cucumber Wires opening.
Ask your parents about that reference.
They won't laugh either.
No. You're right. Wasn't funny then, wasn't funny now.
Oh, goddamn Dancing Edo's. Thank you to you guys for coming. What an awesome
thank
audience.
Thank you, Orlando.
So much fun. Where's the person Harlan played for? Come get your prize bag, the Rocket Mike.
Where's Rocket Mike? And again,
I mean, Dan and Sam even sound closer to man.
Do I have to read this thing on the back now?
No. They don't get that person doesn't get theirs revealed. Where is he though? Where's Mike at? Where are you going?
There he is. The guy who lit up his sign. That's the clue in the future.
Yeah, here you go. Pass this down to him or slap it to the stage, Sam.
You know my preference.
Sam won't even touch it now.
Well, I'm trying to hand this back to Amanda.
Okay, you got the shithead off of there?
Yep.
The shirt says, fuck you, I'm Batman. That's awesome.
Fuck you. Fucking Batman.
And Graham, do you have a shithead? Thank you, sir. Once again, for Graham Elwood, Harlan Williams,
Sam
the Man.
Thank
you so much. Thank you. Happy New Year.
You can get Whistling Bane shirts and other Graham Elwood memorabilia out at the merch table. And as always, post-holiday weight gain is a shithead. And vacuums are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room